V-minus 55. Ford Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. I'm not talking about political contacts, Timo Fiore continued, trying to add weight to a point that Dan was understandably struggling with, that people Timo trusted in China, who had seen primary data from the initial analysis of the Zanzibar and Vanuatu triangles, believed that they were the real deal. I'm talking about scientists on the ground who have worked with some of my Fiore Frontieri staff in the past. These people insist that everything they're hearing in China suggests the government scientists who have actually gotten up close to these objects believe they're real. My first thought was probably the one in your minds right now, that the Argentine sphere also seemed like it was real. The difference now, to my mind, is that the threshold for belief has surely risen. For these scientists to say the triangles are real, there has to be something decidedly alien about them. Not just something that can't immediately be explained away as a human creation. The burden of proof is higher than ever. Godfrey and Slater have heard this news, but they're skeptical.
So am I, Dan said. We haven't even seen any professionally produced videos of these triangles. Hell, we've barely had any clear photos. We have some amateur footage from the cameras on locals' phones, and that's it. Everything coming out of China could be a lie, just like it could be a lie if it was coming out of here. I don't trust government scientists, wherever they are, because I don't trust governments, wherever they are.
Timo rubbed his chin, appearing surprised by Dan's tone.
Well, short of any way of finding out who's lying, the word of these scientists is all we have for now.
Funny you should say that, Clark said. As Dan recapped a remarkable story for at least the fourth time since his latest meeting with the messengers, Timo's surprise grew and grew. His shocked reaction was far more visual than Clark's, even taking him out of his seat and leading him to pace the living room like a caged bear on a cold day. Unlike Clark, Timo fully and readily believed the story of the messengers granting Dan a measure of telepathic ability even before he received a personal demonstration. That demonstration quickly and unfortunately put paid to the idea of Dan being able to hear thoughts in any language that he himself couldn't speak. A regrettable development, but one that wasn't too unsurprising to Dan given his limited understanding of neurolinguistics. More like Clark, however, Timo didn't spend much time pondering the incredible ability he had just witnessed. For his part, he was very confused by what the messengers had said about their elders and what they hadn't said about the triangles, repeatedly insisting that Dan must have been forgetting something. Dan, in turn, insisted that he had told Timo everything the messengers had told him. He understandably struggled when trying to explain something that wasn't clear to him, particularly given that the messengers themselves had seemed like they were being very careful with the wording of the verbal thoughts they sent Dan's way. He didn't think they had been evasive because they wanted to keep something from him, and if anything, he thought the opposite was true, that they had told him as much as they could, and perhaps even felt like they were edging dangerously close to an implicit or explicit boundary imposed by their problem-stricken elders.
How many people know about this? Timo asked, shifting his weight and all of a sudden looking more concerned than ponderous.
Just us, Dan replied. I haven't even seen my dad since last night, so I haven't told him.
Timo nodded slowly. You haven't told him yet, or?
Yet. I will soon. Mr. Bird and Phil, too. I trust either of them with my life, and they're both smart in different ways.
We do need to be careful with this, Dan, Timo said. You need to fully trust everyone you tell, and they need to fully understand that it has to stay quiet. I don't know how much attention you've paid to background developments over the past year, but the vocalizations the messengers made at the drive-in have been studied endlessly all around the world. On the fringes, there are even scientists who claim to have some idea as to the meaning of the words they spoke among themselves. They have never shared those ideas, of course, and I agree with the prevailing scientific feeling that the messengers didn't utter anything close to the number of different words we'd need to build any kind of understanding. Some scientists undertook their study with the goal of reverse engineering the messenger's speech in order to send signal-based communications back into space for them to hear, and that kind of thing has been going on practically since the sun set on contact day.
That's all true, Emma said, unsure where Timo was going. But others have been looking into telepathy too. I don't know if you know this part, Timo, but there have been multiple attempted data thefts from the facilities where Dan's been tested and studied. People don't talk about this in public because it sounds crazy, but there's a lot of scientific interest in the specifics of how the messengers were able to communicate telepathically with each other. There are a few discussions online about whether or not their physical connection to Dan might have affected his physiology. And the idea that the messengers could have transferred their telepathic abilities to Dan has been raised. Fortunately, it's a real fringe belief, but it is out there.
I did know that, Timo said, and it's exactly what I'm worried about. Anything that backs up those theories will be seized upon because it's a huge story. It's the kind of theory that people don't have to believe to be interested in, because it's just so big.
Well, I didn't know about any of that, Dan said. Emma shrugged.
I figured at least one of us had to keep an eye on that kind of stuff, but I also figured that one of us was enough.
Definitely, he replied.
So I also had an idea of what we could do,
Tara interjected, speaking to Timo but glancing between the others as if to remind them she was there.
We know it's not going to work with Chinese, but I think maybe Dan should meet John Cole to find out how much he really knows about the triangles. Godfrey, too, in case there's something he's keeping even from you. And then, if they'll agree to it, a geosov like Poppy from last night's Focus 2020. Then we'd know what they know. One way or another, we'd know.
I love it, Timo boomed, his voice suddenly almost as loud as the clapping of his hands that punctuated his declaration. This could change everything. Knowing who's lying and where the triangles really came from would enable us to dampen all of these tensions that have been... Damn it, the time.
As the others exchanged confused looks, Timo pulled his phone from his pocket.
Godfrey is addressing the press and the speech is due to start any second now, Timo said, staring at the time on his phone and sighing when he saw that it was consistent with the decorative hands-only clock on Emma's wall.
I can maybe still stop him, but Dan, if we tell him to call it off, there's no going back. Are you sure about this?
Call him, Dan affirmed, and quickly, because whatever he's going to say about the second triangle and about what Cole said last night will probably make things worse.
I'll try Slater at the same time, Emma chimed in.
Clark, meanwhile, set off to get the TV remote. The change in Timo's body language that came immediately after he made the call told Dan all he had to know.
Straight to voicemail, he reported, underlining his visual disappointment.
Slater's too,
Emma added with a quick shake of her head. In the living room, Clark had known before any of them.
It's too late, he called through to the kitchen. He's already talking.